the main points. The documentary film Paul Bia, A Great Statesman with an Extraordinary Destiny, will be projected in Ebulova in the South region today, with over 10,000 spectators expected to witness the event. Beauty Queen Chidima Adetshina is said to be stripped of her South African identity and travel documents. The Cameroon Sambo team will earn an internal training in Yaoundé this weekend ahead of their departure to Kazakhstan on November 4, 2024, where they will take part in this year's World Sambo Championship. All is now set in the South region ahead of the projection of the documentary film Paul Bia, A Great Statesman with an Extraordinary Destiny, this Saturday, as to the event at the Nkolvos Municipal Stadium, a conference organized by the Ministry of Arts and Culture on the theme Paul Bia, the Architect of Cameroon Democracy, took place in Ebulova last evening. The conference that brought together some astute scholars as panelists, in the likes of the Dean of the Faculty of Law and Political Science of the University of Ebulova, Professor Aboya Manasi, and moderated by CRTV's ace journalist Joseph Clement Ouvba, was attended, among others, by the Governor of the South Region, Felix Ngelengele, the President of the South Regional Council, Emmanuel Mvu Elemva, and the general public. The final lap of the movie projection in Paul Bia's region of origin begins at 10 a.m. this Saturday and is expected to pull a crowd of over 10,000 spectators. Meanwhile, President Paul Bia has praised Gabonese High Commissioner Paul Patrick Biffott for his service and wished him well in his future endeavors. This was during a farewell audience granted a diplomat at the Unity Palace yesterday. Chief Unity Palace correspondent Ashu Nyenti reports.
The soft sound of the water fountain in the forecourt fills the air. An honors guard mounted. The atmosphere is heavy with emotion as Paul Patrick Biffott bids farewell to the Unity Palace, a place he has visited numerous times as Gabon's ambassador and then High Commissioner to Cameroon. He is received with full diplomatic courtesies by Simon Pierre Bikele, Chief of State Protocol, and Samuel Mbondo Ayelo, Minister, Director of the Civil Cabinet. Ayelo engages Biffott in a brief friendly chat as they walk to the lift. This seasoned diplomat, who arrived in Cameroon in 2012 and presented his credentials to the President on January 3, 2013, takes the lift to the President's office on the third floor for the last time, except he has come to convey his ultimate regard and esteem for the head of state, with whom he has met and conferred extensively over the years, and to receive best wishes for his future assignments. After 12 years of representing Gabon's interests in Cameroon and 7 years as the mouthpiece of diplomats in Yaoundé, Biffott has witnessed significant institutional changes in both the country that sent him and the country where he worked, as well as on the global stage. No wonder President Bia takes 1 hour to discuss with him. In appreciation for his service, Paul Bia gratifies the departing diplomat with a bronze talking drum of friendship. The president also conveys his regard to Gabonese President, Head of the Transition, Brigadier General Brice Clotaire Oligui Nguema. They also talk about the importance of the imminent start of demarcation on the 298-kilometer land borders between Gabon and Cameroon so as to ease the flow of goods and persons across their common border. During his time in Cameroon, Biffott has been an important figure in promoting relations between Cameroon and Gabon. President Bia's farewell audience with Biffott marks the end of an era in Cameroon-Gabon relations.
Ashu Nyenti. Minister Emmanuel Ganon Jumesi, head of the standing delegation of the CPDM Central Committee for Bambotos Division, is pleased to invite all the political leaders of Bambotos North CPDM section to a major political meeting he will preside over this Saturday, according to the scheduled program. Also, the minister calls on all the dynamic forces of that division, members of the CPDM Central Committee, senators, parliamentarians, mayors, executives of CPDM, WCPDM, YCPDM sections, traditional rulers, economic operators, elite from localities and around to personally take part in the preparatory meeting of the upcoming celebration of the 42nd anniversary of His Excellency Paul Biya's ascension to the presidency of the Republic, which will take place on Sunday, the 3rd of November 2024 at 11 a.m. prompt at the CPDM party headquarters in Buda. The Public Independent Conciliator of the Northwest Region has exhorted the regional and council authorities to strive to master the implementation of the program budgeting model. Mr. Tamfu Simon Fai made the call in Bamenda during a two-day training on the control of the main outputs of the planning, programming, budgeting system chain. Corden Dofuku Olivier reports from Bamenda.
The Public Independent Conciliator of the Northwest Region has made significant strides in promoting decentralization and resolving disputes between regional and council administrators. The two-day workshop for regional and local authorities on the control of the main outputs of the planning, programming, budgeting system chain is here. The Public Independent Conciliator, Tamfu Simon Fai, underscored that the training is in response to challenges local authorities face with the implementation of the program budgeting model.
To get good governance, they need to manage the finances, public finances, well.
The local authorities are being schooled on the principles and practices of program budgeting in order to equip them with the necessary skills. The mayors of Nkambe, Musa Sheinfo, and Himbru Solomon of Benakuma are workshop participants.
It's a new approach which centers around resource-based management.
The new system insists on clear-cut objectives.
The workshop was facilitated by two seasoned experts on the subject matter, Paul De Ndofuke Olivier, CRTV News, Bamenda.
A suspect has been arrested by customs officers of a checkpoint in Shabal near Ngaoundiri for trafficking over 3,000 bullets from Marwa to Ngaoundiri. Meanwhile, speaking earlier on to CRTV, the Director General of Customs, Edward Fongod Nuvaga, saluted the decision of the head of state and said the paramilitary nature of the Cameroon Customs Department has rendered the officers more efficient in their dual mission. Hear him in the following excerpt of an interview selected by Albert Njembonde.
In 2020, the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, integrated us into the large family of administrations in charge of defense and security. And of course, this has led to our systematic participation in security meetings throughout the national territory. And this has given us a clear vision and foresight into strategies hitherto unknown to us. And of course, that has helped us greatly in enhancing our work on the field. Now, my field collaborators, thanks to this synergy of defense and security forces, have doubled our seizure rates in illegal gold, endangered species, goods that infringe property rights, cocaine, cannabis, and other hard drugs, as well as goods that are dangerous to the health of Cameroonians, like fake medication. This has not in any way jeopardized our prime mission of revenue mobilization for the state. For the first time, we went beyond the 1,000 billion mark in revenue collection. This year, we're expected to collect 1,095.6 billion, and we're all mobilized towards that.
CRTV News. Out of the country, beauty queen Chidima Adetshina is said to be stripped of her South African identity and travel documents. The beauty queen has been at the center of fierce nationality row over the past few months. South Africa's Department of Home Affairs began investigating her case after she became a finalist in the Miss South African pageant. While competing, she faced criticism of people question her eligibility to compete because her mother has Mozambican roots and her father is Nigerian. Neither Miss Adeshina nor her mother have commented on the move to revoke her papers. In sports, the Sambo team of Cameroon will end an internal training in Yaounde this weekend ahead of their departure to Kazakhstan on November 4, 2024, where they will take part in this year's World Sambo Championship. 12 athletes among 18 that are in camp in Yaounde are expected to represent Cameroon in the global sports event that will take place from the 6th to the 11th of November 2024. CRTV News.